This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Well, that's a busy week, and it seems like we're probably going to have a busier one. Let's get right after it. So I found an article, You Can't Control Your Data in the Cloud. And to be honest, it's pretty compelling because you're going to fundamentally lose control. It's just a question of how and when that happens. So isn't that encouraging? One of the more deeply concerning things that I found from AWS security in years, honestly, Chris Farris leaked 7 IAM keys in public. Intentionally, there was an SCP blocking access, so it wasn't dangerous. And he received 6 different responses to it from AWS. If these things aren't handled consistently, then it speaks to a lack of formalized process in favor of bespoke artisanal treatment. And when it comes to security at AWS's scale, that's absolutely not okay. As a customer, this is eye-popping. Chris Farris also writes that Security Hub gives me imposter syndrome. And wouldn't you know it, I have fallen once again into the insidious trap of thinking that poor user experience means that I'm too dumb to use the service. This post was such a breath of fresh air because the product itself is deeply flawed. It's not that I've been a secret moron all this time and everyone was too polite to tell me. And Google decided that they've got to stop deprecating things that people are depending upon, so they're changing tactics and instead stuffing previously widely available security offerings into incredibly expensive paid-for tiers. Imagine if AWS had started giving off trusted advisor recommendations to everyone for free, and only now stuff them under the paid support offering. For this analogy to work, you also have to pretend that trusted advisor recommendations are worth the bytes it takes to transfer them. AWS said a couple of things worth mentioning. 3, in fact, which is more than a couple, but that's okay. I'm not in AWS security. I don't need to be precise. Now, firewall managers supporting security groups a decade and change after AWS made the rest of us support them is definitely something, but I like the enhancement. Better late than never, I suppose. Also, from what have you folks been doing all this time, Secure by Design, AWS to enhance MFA requirements in 2024. I kind of wonder why it took them this long, because the number of companies whose products I sign up for that require MFA as a part of onboarding is lengthy, and not a one of them has the potential fallout of millions of dollars a week for an account compromise. This isn't by design. This is bolted on long after it should have been a standard procedure. For Pete's sake, I have to tap an acknowledgement link and text or email whenever I sign into my Amazon retail store account from a new location. And reported TorchServe issue CVE-2023-43654. I don't care about the issue itself, but when I was digging into this, something struck me. There's no link to the CVE in the announcement, leaving me to instead go digging for it. I'm not sure if this is AWS is trying to hide it or a simple oversight, but it should get fixed in these announcements going forward either way. And today's tip of the week is probably to patch the embargoed libcurl high severity issue that was made public after I recorded this, but before it winds up getting published, because there is a production lead time here. Libcurl is in basically everything that talks to the internet these days, so pay attention to this one, please. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Ever onward we go.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.